Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, May 6th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 20 years ago, today, in 2004, the final episode of the television sitcom Friends aired and was watched by more than 52 million viewers. The show lasted 10 seasons with 236 episodes. Shockingly, as one of the most popular shows before the streaming era began, this episode doesn't make the list of top 25 most watched episodes of all time. The Apollo 11 moon landing had over 125 million viewers, and the MASH series finale had over 105 million. Yowza! So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect a spike in northwest wind swell and breezy onshore west-northwest flow on Monday, with waist-to-chest-high surf building to chest-to-head-high throughout the day. Cleaner, chunky surf is on tap Tuesday as northwest wind swell eases, mixing with old and new south-southwest swell. Sizes in the waist-to-stomach-high range with inconsistent chest-high sets. Standouts see more consistent surf in the chest-to-head-high range. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking good and clean at 3 to 4 feet until 11 a.m. After that, it's looking unrideable. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 2-foot incoming tide when the east-southeast swell is 5 feet at 8 seconds and the offshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 5 feet at 9 a.m. with a 1-foot low tide at 2:30 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 55 degrees with 3 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:34, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:55. It looks like we're in for some sun and wind today, with a high near 68 and wind of 10 to 15 mph, with gusts as high as 20. Tonight, patchy fog late with more gusty wind and a low of 68. Looking ahead in the weather. This week starts with patchy fog Tuesday morning, then turns mostly sunny, with a high near 69 degrees and breezy wind. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy in the morning, then gradually become sunny with a high near 70. Thursday and Friday will follow a similar pattern, starting cloudy, then turning mostly sunny with highs near 70. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, this past weekend, thousands gathered at Liberty Station for the 30th annual Walk for Animals, aiming to support the San Diego Humane Society. This crucial fundraising event helps finance the shelter's essential resources, which are pivotal for animal care. This summer, there will be a significant 60% surge in shelter animals over the past year, with a fundraising target of $330,000, the event raised over $300,000 through nearly 3,000 participants, marking the beginning of their fundraising and animal care season. Additionally, San Diego County has introduced a new foster program to address shelter overcrowding, offering over 1,000 pets for fostering. Now on to sports. Shohei Ohtani delivered an outstanding performance for the Dodgers, hitting two home runs Sunday against the Braves, contributing to a 5-1 win, and completing a three-game series sweep. One of his homers was a monumental 464-foot shot, marking one of the longest in Dodger Stadium's history. Ohtani's current season stats include a leading .364 batting average and 1.11 on-base percentage plus slugging, showcasing his significant impact in his first season with the Dodgers amidst high expectations and past controversies. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Diamondbacks 11-4. Tonight, the Padres are on the road in Chicago to take on the Cubs. In top news, recent global weather patterns, supercharged by record-breaking global temperatures, are causing unusual and extreme rainfall across various regions, from East Africa to southeastern Australia. This has led to devastating floods and infrastructure challenges. As the planet warms, the atmosphere holds more moisture, contributing to more intense and frequent downpours. This shift in climate raises concerns about future infrastructure resilience, economic impact on insurance and agriculture, and the need for global adaptation to a potentially wetter environment. Sounds like it's time to invest in umbrella stocks. In business news, this week, the market will focus on several key events, including earnings reports from major companies like Disney, Palantir, and Uber. Additionally, Apple will potentially unveil a new iPad at its Let Loose product event on Tuesday. Federal Reserve officials are set to discuss economic conditions, which could provide insights into future monetary policies. Updates on consumer sentiment and lending standards will also be important. These elements combine to provide a comprehensive overview of potential market movements and economic health indicators for the week. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $64,000. Ethereum is $3,100. And Solana is $147. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers have discovered what might be the deepest blue hole on Earth, the Tom Jaw Blue Hole, located underwater near the Mexico-Belize border. Previously thought to be the second deepest, recent studies suggest it extends at least 1,400 feet below sea level. Intriguingly, it could be connected to a vast network of underwater caves, potentially harboring undiscovered marine biodiversity. This blue hole and its unexplored depths highlight the vast unknowns of our planet's oceanic environments. And in entertainment news, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny exceeded its budget by $100 million, according to financial statements from the production company. The film starring Harrison Ford faced significant costs, notably $79 million on post-production alone, to create de-aged visuals of Ford. Despite the high expenditure, the movie underperformed at the box office, earning $384 million, which was lower than its predecessors when adjusted for inflation. Consequently, Disney experienced a substantial financial loss, with estimates suggesting a $143 million shortfall. Bummer, I liked the movie. Gotta work on that budgeting, though. After all, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from one of our favorite Friends characters, Joey Tribbiani.
And finally, our biggest item of the night, the 22-foot Gentleman's Day Sailor sailboat. The winning bid was a whopping $20,000.
I won! That was my guess!
What?
I guess 20,000!
Joey, it is an auction. You don't guess, you buy!
What?
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.